Welcome, Business Partner Partners. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Chrissy.
Today we have our friends from Averyn. Is it Averyn or Averyn Co?
We say Averyn Co, but you can also just say
Averyn conversationally. Okay, okay. Averyn, I always say Averyn, but yeah. It's the like Instagram and stuff is Averyn Co, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Sean and Kate Gaffney from Averyn Co.
Woo.
Thanks for coming, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
So we've known Sean and Kate for a very long time. And so we've gotten to see them from just a young little cute dating couple to marriage.
To an undating, uncute couple.
Yeah, we're not cute now.
To kids, to a business, to different jobs. So we're excited to have y'all on and talk about that. I know we talk about these things in real life. I go to Kate a lot with all my small biz problems. So we know a lot about what's going on in each other's businesses. So it's fun to just record and talk and let the world in.
Yeah. So. Sean was one of maybe the first person I met in Greenville.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Wow. Yeah.
That's cute. And Ryan and I met at Sean's house.
Yeah. Where you lived.
Where I lived. Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't my house.
Not your house, but where you were living.
Yeah.
I lived in your room when you were gone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
We have lots of crossovers.
While they were long distance dating and Chrissy wasn't living there, I lived in her room.
Oh, that's right.
At the edge.
Yeah, wow. Mm-hmm. The edge.
So many connects.
Throwback.
Wow.
Okay. So let's get started. And I want, first of all, we want to talk about how y'all met and how long you've been together and your kids and any other details about your current stitch.
Current stitch. Wow. Tell us everything.
Our whole life is a situation.
Yes. Okay, just start with how you met.
I think Sean likes to tell it.
Yeah, Sean, let's go.
Oh, gosh. There's a very long version of this story.
Okay, tell the short version.
Yeah, I'll do the short version.
But yeah, basically we met in line at the Handlebar.
That's right.
It was a Need to Breathe concert.
And the Handlebar is like a small concert venue.
Yes.
If you are not familiar with old school Greenville.
RIP, yeah, no longer here. It's gone pretty quickly after that.
Yeah.
We put it out of business.
Didn't support it well enough.
Yeah, we met in line, and that was like a Saturday night. It was after a Clemson game.
Oh, yeah.
Did someone introduce you, or were y'all just standing there, and you were like, hey, I'm Sean?
You're just both out there grabbing a smoke break?
Yeah.
I saw a friend that I knew in line, and then Sean and his two roommates were standing behind that friend that I knew, but I had met Sean's roommates and not Sean like the weekend prior.
Okay. The weekend prior at a birthday party. That I wasn't at for some reason, and I don't know why.
Huh.
They saw me saying hi to that friend, and so Anderson and Kevin said, oh, hey, Kate, good to see you again. This is our roommate, Sean.
Okay.
And the rest is history.
Yeah.
And so y'all were immediately, Sean, you were like, I'm going to ask her out?
I mean, so even before I was introduced, I saw Kate and her friend walking down the street, and I was like,
oh, girl.
This is
did you catcall
audio,
Kate?
So you can't.
I didn't catcall.
This
I
is
wish.
Audio, not visual. People can't see that like little
but,
look.
So
you gave.
I just kind of like, you know,
they
you
can hear
your
it.
Head
they
around.
Can, I think they can hear that
crowd to be like, who's that?
Yeah.
That was an see, audible.
I had
leer.
Already noted that a leer.
And so
I had already noticed Kate.
Okay.
And so by the time the introduction happened, I was all in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like the intro to a rom-com.
Right?
It really is.
It's a pretty great meet
meeting in line at a concert.
Mm-hmm. Then you have two kids.
Do you remember what you were wearing?
And then
Kate?
You have two kids.
Well, I think I have a picture, I think, from that night of like me and some girlfriends. And
is there photo documentation of y'all that night?
No.
Okay. Mm. That would be really nice.
Yeah, I wish.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so fast forward, you get married, and tell us about your family, and I guess, tell us about your family. We know, but let everybody else know.
Yeah, I mean, I think we got married, we got engaged 9 months after we met, and then married, 3 months later.
Yeah.
All in, it was about a year after we met.
Mm-hmm.
When you know, you know.
Worked out, right. I feel like, that's kind of how we felt of once you know. Like, let's go.
Because y'all were both out of college recently.
Well, I was, yeah. Sean's 4 years or 4 school years older than me.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so he was already living in Greenville.
Gotcha.
And I knew I wanted to end up here anyway. And so stuck around, kind of hoping for that engagement ring.
We got engaged pretty quickly after you graduated.
Yeah. And I think we kind of knew it was on the horizon.
Yeah.
So did that, got married, That was in 2009, so mm-hmm. we're 14 years in. We got two kids, 9-year-old and a 6.5-year-old. So, yeah, two little girls. Namesake of the business. So.
Yeah, right, the namesake.
I was going to say that leads into the business.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, names. So tell us about the name Avery & Co.
Yeah, so it's just pieces of our daughter's names, Ava and Raywin. So just kind of mash them together and...
Smoosh.
Avery.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That leads into my next question, which was, tell me about the start of Avery & Co. So the early days...
Tell the people what it is.
Oh, yeah. What is Avery & Co.?
Well, yeah. She's about to explain it.
Oh, okay.
What even is it?
Because she's going to talk about her inspiration and then what it led to. So yeah,
my own personal pain point.
Yeah. So, Kate, take us away because this is your brainchild.
Yeah. I never intended to start a business, but I didn't like the way I was carrying my keys. I just had like a junky carabiner. But I wanted a way to get them out of my hands because our daughter Ava was like 1 at the time and we had to cross a road to like leave preschool and she would not sit on my hip. And so I'm literally holding her by her armpits, just trying to cross, just to get across, just dangling there because she wouldn't actually put her body on my hip, and then holding my other kid's hand and then trying to walk across the street with my keys in my hand. So I'm like stabbing Ava while I'm trying to hold her by her armpits. Yeah. And
I think we've all accidentally stabbed our kids with our keys.
Yeah.
Accidentally.
Shut up.
You need to cut that.
So yeah, I think I wanted a better way to carry my keys, not in my hand, but still keep them close enough where I could unlock my car easily and whatnot. And there, of course, are wristlets out there that do that, but I didn't like any of them. They're either too bulky or not my style or, yeah, like Chevron, like, no thank you. So...
We're going to release a Chevron next year.
Hopefully that's a trend that doesn't come back. Yeah, and so I had in my mind a way that I could do that, and basically had an idea, wanted to make it with leather. Sean and I were at lunch one day and just kind of talking about it and talking about the concept, making it with leather, and he was like, why don't you just do it?
Where were y'all at lunch? Do you remember?
Oh, it was...
Asada.
Asada, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Greenville Staple.
Asada. So good.
And yeah, 6 days later, I had ordered all my supplies.
No.
And we had an Etsy shop and made our first
sale. Etsy shop was live 6 days later. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe I mean, you got days. To business.
But that's kind of how days. I operate. It's like 0 or 60. There's not a lot in between.
Lunch was on Wednesday. I think the shop was live like Sunday night or Monday.
Yeah.
Anyway, first quick turnaround.
Yeah, first sale on the 6th day.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's pretty wild.
So,
Avery, and I think I thought it'd be like just this thing that I do on the side and like maybe would, I don't know. I don't know like what I.
Yeah, like what did, yeah.
Like you just thought
either
be...
of us thought anything of it other mm-hmm. than like, sure, we'll put it on Etsy.
Like I thought it was fun. A great idea and I thought other people would resonate with it and want it. But not in the way that it is now.
Yeah.
I don't know that I expected that. And so...
So yeah. Talk about the products now. So explain to me what the products are.
Yeah. So we have a leather wristlet that you can use by itself. It holds your keys. But the loop is big enough where it can like slide up your arm. But it's still the way that the leather works. It stays on your wrist even if you don't want to push it up your arm. And you can attach a card wallet, so you can fit 8 or 9 or 10, 12 cards in there and then have like your whole life together. You can put your keys on there, chapstick, whatever you want to carry around. And so you have all your basics, which especially solved a pain point for me also when we added the card wallet because mm-hmm. now I no longer show up at a store without my money. Mm-hmm. Which was a big, you know, I would go to the grocery store, get there, full cart, no wallet.
Yeah. And you're like, do you take Apple Pay? And they're like, no.
Yeah. Especially, yeah, like 4 years ago. I feel like maybe now they would. Yeah.
I'll tell you, Harris Teeter does not because I did that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'd be like, I know my credit card number. Can you just type it in? No.
Like, this works online.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a hard pass. So now if my car is running, I have my wallet. So
I think that at this point is a good time for me to say, Kate and Sean aren't going to hype it up as much as they should. This product has boomed, and you're walking around. Well, now it's not only Greenville, but literally everyone I see has the wristlet. Most people have the card wallet now, and it has solved a lot of problems. It is beautiful. People can take it to formal events. They can use it every day. So I think that it's something that people have really wanted in a product that you've made that's awesome. So if you're listening, you don't have one, you should go buy one now.
I don't have one.
Primarily women focused, yeah. But men can buy them too, yeah, if they want.
And it's avrinco.com, right? Mm-hmm. So we'll link that in the show notes, but it's an excellent product. And I think people will really enjoy it if they haven't had it yet. I loved that you put on social media yesterday that Taylor Swift needed one to go to the big game this weekend.
Taylor, you're listening?
Yeah,
Taylor.
Yeah,
She's listening. I'll send it to you. I will hand deliver it. I will get on a plane and bring it to you, girl.
But if you'll look on Avrinco's social media, there's like I don't know if it's still up, but it was a story that you like photoshopped a wristlet on Taylor Swift with and, like, Travis Kelce. And it was heartwarming.
Yeah. And like the most basic Photoshop. You know how I feel like kind of like girl math, but like for business, it's like, just how can you do something as easily as possible using like Instagram tools?
Yeah.
Or like, you know, like the cut and paste feature of a photo and then just.
Yep. Right. I did there. That once with, I think it was President's Day, and I did a waffle in either Abraham Lincoln or George Washington's hand. And it was like the wrong hand, but I was like, this gets the point across.
It works.
That's right.
Good enough.
Yeah.
That's right.
Good enough.
You also did the Gilmore Girls sign. When we did the Gilmore Girls drinks, you put the Stars Hollow sign in a really bad Photoshop, and people came in and asked where the sign was.
Okay, first of all, I want to say that was not actually a bad Photoshop.
It was not good.
There's something endearing about a really bad Photoshop job.
Yeah, it's like you weren't trying that hard.
Exactly.
Yeah, like my fingertips were still in that if you looked at
I noticed that. I was like, oh, good job.
But like, again, like it just... I think this is kind of like how the business works. Like you have to like just do it. If you wait for everything to be perfect, it's not.
Yeah, because the reality is most people are just scrolling past that really quickly. Like me, like I didn't see your fingertips.
Yeah.
I just saw Taylor with a wristlet on. I was like, that was great.
And it's just supposed to be funny. Like hopefully everyone knows like she doesn't actually have one. I mean.
Maybe she does. You don't know.
I would love it.
And also George Washington wasn't actually holding a Liège waffle.
What? What?
I know. Okay. So... Like I said, everybody around here has a wristlet.
They are everywhere. I feel like a famous adjacent when I see them. I'm like, I know her.
Well, we were actually at a party and someone was talking about, I think somebody had the wristlet on and was like, oh my gosh, I love those. I've been wanting one. I'm like, Kate's right over there. She was like starstruck a little bit. It was pretty great. Okay, so y'all's growth trajectory, from the outside looking in, has been pretty... I don't know what the actual term is, but like skyrockety.
Skyrockety.
So I want y'all to talk about the growth of Avrin, and you've already kind of alluded to it is more than you ever thought it would be. But can you talk about like from the start? Tell me, what year did y'all actually start?
2020.
So
February of 2020.
Oops. Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Great timing.
Worked out actually.
Everybody's like online shopping.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So talk about the years and where you've seen the most growth. And this can be either revenue-wise or personal growth or wins within the business. So really anywhere that question takes both of y'all.
Just that.
Just everything.
Just the whole thing. Yeah, I mean, I think like the first year, 2020, you're just like kind of like barely hanging on, figuring stuff out as you go.
Yeah.
And so that's definitely not... Sean did a lot of... emotional support that year in addition to web support, but
you can put that in your business card. That's emotional, right? And web support,
that's right.
Yeah.
Well, it was funny, like when speaking of like COVID launching February 2020 and then we're like, well, you know, March hits or whatever and we're just like, yeah, okay, nobody's leaving their home.
Yeah, nobody needs to take the keys with them.
But it, like, the opposite happened. It was this really strange thing. I feel like I don't know if people were just like needed to leave their homes or what, but
I mean, you still have to eventually, like those first few weeks, like it was super locked down, but then like, you know, you're going and doing things still. You still have to go.
Yeah.
Or they wanted to pretend like they could. So they just walked around the house with the wristlet on. Like, maybe right. I'll go somewhere someday.
And really it like took off like Mother's Day 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, so I think that was a little bit kind of space between initial lockdown and then.
Yeah. Mother's Day was like the kind of moment.
Yeah.
And we're in the deep south, so COVID was kind of like a conspiracy, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah,
I mean, yeah, kind of.
People were still out and about, that's for sure.
Yeah,
and so going back to your question, I would say like 2021 was probably one of our best years where it was like, no, this is a real thing. Like there's like a real demand. That Christmas I wasn't fully prepared to like get everything out, and so we were just like flying by the seat of our pants, just trying to like get orders out the door, and which was like a great problem to have.
And y'all are still at the house then?
I think you had just moved into Hampton Station that summer.
Like
late summer.
The first year was at our house, and then that second. Yeah, 2021 summer, we moved out of the house into a small studio.
That's a big moment when it goes from just like a project at home to like having its own space, but also like having to pay for that. And so it's like, I feel like that's a very real feeling.
And I remember the pictures of y'all's living room.
Oh my God.
There's leather everywhere.
Literally everywhere.
And your like grommet thing on your kitchen table. I mean, your dining room table.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Eventually that moved out to the garage because everything was taking over our whole house. And then, but we don't have like a heated garage or air cushion. So it was like 90 in the summer and 30 in the winter.
Kate with
so.
A space heater.
Yeah, I did. I mean, I have pictures of me with like earmuffs on, like just grommeting.
So May and Bert are, May especially is like really into Mountain Goat. Like she's always trying to like.
These are our kids you're talking
I
about.
I know. I'm leading into it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
May like thinks she's gonna own Mountain Goat after, you know, like I'm curious about your girls. Are they like all in on Averyn? Are they like, we're gonna work here, we're gonna make wristlets? Are they so proud of what y'all are doing, or are they kind of like oblivious?
No, they're into it.
I think they're into it. I think it's a little bit separate. Like y'all have this like physical space where like you can see your customers every day. Like they get to like y'all's kids get to interact with that like in a little more realistic way.
Yes.
Whereas like our kids don't really ever see the customers. They see like the studio.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But it's just like a studio with like Kate and Brittany and like occasionally me or like Risa, you know, like a few people in there, but it's not like this like big community.
I hadn't really thought about that. Yeah.
You know, but they definitely, you know, love what Kate does.
Yeah,
I mean, they say they want to be Averyn workers.
Right. They literally, like...
That's how they phrase
Averyn
it, too.
Averyn workers.
I want to be an Averyn
really
worker.
Yeah.
And Ava desperately, like, whenever she wants to make them, like, the physical products. So, and she, like, doesn't realize that she's not really helpful. and, like, the tool, like, a lot of the tools are, like, too difficult for her to use.
Yeah.
But we did, like, for her teacher appreciation, or not for her, like, her teacher's Christmas gift this year. I was like, I know that she really likes to, like, physically make them. And so I said, do you want to make your teacher's wristlet? And she was like, oh, yes. So we went to the studio one day and she, you know, quote, unquote, helped me.
That's great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Just, like, dangling by the handle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we have, like, you know, these, like, giant, like, leather press to like cut it out, and like the grommet press is like hard, you know, takes some muscle. You get an ab workout if you like go without doing it for a while and then you come back to it, your abs will hurt. So
keeping that core tight,
it's
like kind of dangerous too, right? Like, aren't there some dangerous things or no?
I mean, I think you'd have to like really try to do something to yourself. So generally, no,
I've never actually seen all of the manufacturing side of your
stuff.
Come
take a tour.
I know, I need to.
Come take a tour.
Instagram behind the scenes.
Okay, so actually that leads me into the next question, which is about Instagram, social media, community. Y'all do an awesome job at social media and building...
Kate's smile. By y'all, you mean
grimacing.
Kate.
Grimacing.
And building a community. I feel like for a product, a business that has a physical product, your community is like bought in and active and communicative. And I would just love to hear from you. And I think too, people that are running small businesses, especially product businesses, what has been your strategy behind it? And it's okay if you're like, I have no strategy, but I'm curious because people love not just the wristlet and the wallet, but just love the idea of Avren Co. and you. And so I just want you to talk about that.
Yeah. I mean, I think like leaning into the communal side of that has helped. I mean, I do remember like that first year just kind of like beating my head against the wall and like wanting people to interact and like not knowing how to get that. So like if you're like early, like just takes time. And I think like we would show the few interactions that we would have and like, take a screenshot and then like reply like publicly. And that kind of trained our audience that like you can ask a question and like if it's helpful to like other people too, then I'm going to share that. And it just kind of built this understanding of that this can be a conversation. And like if you found this helpful and you have a question, like maybe other people will find that answer helpful.
Yeah.
And so I think slowly just built on that, like overall with Instagram, I don't know that I would say I have a strategy. I feel like there are some moments where I'm better at it than others. Just like stories are like the fun part for me, like or where I can like just show up and like it can be whatever. And then like posts, I'm never like trying to go viral or I'm kind of just.
Although now we have a map.
Yeah, we right. taught you how.
The five.
Right. Yeah.
The five things.
I'm gonna try some of your tips.
But if you actually get to the end of the episode, we had an episode about how to go viral. If you get to the end of it, you learn that we don't actually know how to go viral.
Real clickbaity.
Yeah, it was good. I thought it was good, though.
I thought it was good. I enjoyed it.
Thanks. Yeah. And I think, again, like it's generally not getting you what you want, which is
exactly
the right customer, right? Yep. Depending on how you bring them in.
But it is giving you those endorphin hits.
That's right.
But I would guess what you're doing, dopamine. Like what I see of Avren is much more effective than viral stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I think like we're there to build community, like help, like support in terms of like asking questions, like making sure you understand the product, like getting the most out of that product.
Yeah.
Getting the most out of like what... Like, we're not just selling wallets and wristlets. Like, we're selling, like, a solution to your day-to-day life.
I have a silly question.
Yeah.
So, I think I've seen some of this that you're talking about. But, like, and this is maybe for people listening. But when you say, like, people asking questions and, like, you know, you answering and, like, posting it. Like, what are they asking? Because, like, you know, I'm imagining they're like, how do I put it on my wrist? And you're like, well, you wrist through the thing. And then, like, it's good. Like, what are, like, it's a wristlet.
I mean, there are some, like, this is the thing, too, about Instagram or, like, communication in general, like, email, all the things. It's, like, you have to tell people 100 times before you hear it.
It's so bad.
So obvious to me. Well, but, exactly. Like, it's obvious to me, but not everybody's seen everything and not every, like, you know, someone might be, like, brand new to the product. And they're like, oh, like, you have a waterproof option? Like, if I share something about that, I'm like, oh, yeah, we've had this, like, I feel like we've, like...
Or like you can beat this get into them the stamped. Ground. Yes.
Yeah. Or like you can get it stamped. So it's
probably
kind of
tells us we can do a little better job on the website, kind of explaining.
Yeah. There's always opportunities.
Sounds
for
like that's on the website.
Well, who does that? I personally feel like, and I know I need to get over this because not everybody is as focused on Mountain Goat as we are, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I'm just like pounding the same thing into people, but they're not all seeing it.
Yeah.
Right.
And
exactly.
Think about it, you have to be reminded of something a lot of times.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just like you, when you're like products, people in store products, the like statistics behind it is like you have to touch something 3 times before you commit to buying it. So I feel like I'm like, you know, putting this in people's face and they're like, this is so annoying. We know Bingo's coming up or we know this, but they're like, oh, this is news.
One for communication, isn't it? Like you have to say it 7 times for people to hear
seven
it once,
times. Wow.
You know? I don't know if that's...
A lot of people, I feel like, ask about, like, color availability of the wristlets.
Or even just, like, how many cards fit in the wallet. Because they want to, like, see it. It's an on... Like, since we're doing, like, e-commerce, they want to better understand, like, how does this work? Like, how will this actually help me? You know, or...
Yeah, most of the customers aren't seeing it in hand before they have it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And so you've got to kind of really help them understand...
yeah,
the usefulness of it, which is interesting.
Yeah, and just like the way that our product is unique, like we've said, there are a lot of wristlets, but a lot of them are either rigid, which is, you know, then like bulky and yeah, difficult to kind of like hold if you're not having it on your wrist, or is like a lot of them are smaller, so it's hard to get your wrist in, or you can't push it up to your up like past your elbow, mm-hmm, if it's smaller. And so I think, or like has like a split ring, and so it's not easy to put your keys on. And so I think just like continuing to show people how the product functions and how it's different is just helpful. Yeah. I think we've kind of like, that's a lesson I feel like they're like repeating things. Cause I think I used to be in the camp of like, I don't need to retell someone how many cards visible. We just did that yeah, like 2 months ago. But in the meantime, we have new people, or like yeah, some people didn't see that. Or the other thing is, people that are bought in and following us are not going to be mad.
That's what I was going to say.
If right, we show yeah, them again,
like, I don't feel like I'm like, oh my gosh, she's talking about the colors again.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
So like, why not say it again yeah, for the new people, or for it, just to remind people, like we have all these colors. Yeah. People yeah, will be like, oh, I didn't know you had ocean blue. I'm like, we've had that since 2020. Like, okay, well, yeah, I guess I need to share that more. Sure. Yeah.
So, Sean, web and emotional support.
Yeah.
Let's talk more about your involvement in the business and kind of when you've had to jump more in to yeah, what's going on and what you do now.
What I do now.
what I do now.
Yeah. Well, that's
that's on the what table, you do now in the business versus what you did at the beginning.
Yeah.
I mean, like at the very beginning, it was just, I mean, photos, really. It was like the only thing. And just kind of, you know, I think in any business partner relationship, there's always just like an element. I mean, it's Kate's thing.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
It's like, it's not my thing.
Sure.
And so I think early days was just like, take the pictures, make sure they look half decent. And then, you know, whatever you want to call branding at the moment.
Yeah.
And just, I think a lot of it that first year is just encouraging Kate when it's hard, helping her celebrate like the victories, mm-hmm, when I remember Mother's Day, we have a photo with like a scarf of like orders, you know, like just like to the floor of like
wow,
the list of like the shipping labels or whatever, right?
And that was still when I wasn't making things in advance. And so I was like,
oh, you're making them like as they ordered.
Yeah.
It's and like, it we was have like, enough leather for like this many products. And we're like sold, completely sold out.
It was wow, way more manual too. Like the way that we sure, were cutting it isn't the same as now. And so it was a lot more labor involved.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Like just like from the adrenaline, like Kate like couldn't sleep that night and just like got up at like 2 a.m. and continued making orders, just like the whole thing. And so yeah, just like, I don't know, being there to like celebrate those wins and like really try to celebrate those
yeah,
and like understand like how fun this is. But
well,
then also
I can blow past that. Like mm-hmm, it's just on to the next for me.
Yeah.
That's how Chrissy is too.
Mm-hmm. And then, but then also, you know, there's a lot of ledges mm-hmm, over the years where you're like, hey, it's gonna be fine. We got this.
Yeah.
But and those ledges are real, you know, like there's real hard things. Yeah. All of the what we call product photos, where it's like on the background, like mm-hmm, all of that stuff that's like studio photos are all me still.
Kate, are you always the model?
Yes, which we've wanted to change for literally years, but
but you can put hand model on your resume.
Yeah.
Hand model and emotional support dog.
We why got both why titles. Have you wanted to change it?
Well, I think we want to
better representation
in
general.
But
and just like, yeah, it's not all about me, but it's just hard to like branch out and make like just the coordination of that.
Yeah.
Feels daunting sometimes when it's like, it's still already enough to like just take lifestyle photos and then.
The studio photos are like still in our house too, which is a little weird.
Oh, interesting. You know? Yeah.
Like, so I still imagine those will like stay me. It's like the lifestyle ones feel easier to branch out.
Yeah, lifestyle definitely easier to branch out for that stuff for sure. Yeah.
And for those we use, Christine, Sean used to take all of the lifestyle photos.
Yes.
But our photographer friend Christine now does those, which is such a gift.
Yeah.
Shout out to Christine. She did our pictures for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
BPP.
And I don't have to like, you know, nag her to actually get them edited and send them to me. What? It'd be like take photos and like a month later, I'd be like, Sean, can I have those?
Wouldn't know about this. Don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're talking about alleges. So I want to jump to another question we had.
Can't talk about jumping in ledges.
Has there ever been, I mean, it's related. Has there ever been a roadblock or hurdle in the business that you've been like, all right, I don't think this is our journey anymore. And obviously you have decided to keep going. So if you have had that before, what was it and what keeps you going?
I think there's been many.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's been one that's really been like, all right, this is the end of the road for us. But it's been like, this feels like an insurmountable challenge. Like, why is this so hard? And then we eventually just figure it out. But
yeah, first you take a nap.
And then step one.
And then you tackle it. Yeah. I mean,
that's there's good advice.
Been a few. That's Chrissy's dream advice. Yeah. Take a nap.
There was one that, like, that is literally what I did. I mean, that one, I think we thought we were going to receive leather that we had been like waiting on for months. It was supposed to be like on a boat. And this is like during COVID shipping. I mean, like if you think like just your regular shipping was bad for during COVID, like freight shipping across the ocean, like all of our leather is from Europe. And so it's, you know, you can put it on a plane and fly it, but it's very expensive to do that. And so sometimes we do that with some leather or not, but this particular leather happened to be on a boat and we thought we were going to receive it like, I was like, any day now. And then I got word that it hadn't even been put on the ocean yet. Like it was still in the container in Europe.
Yeah. It was like supposed to be in port by that point and it was not even like on the boat.
And it takes like 2 months usually to get from like port in Europe to port in America. And so like that, like added 2 more months to this like thing that I thought I was about to have in my hands and like needed.
Lots of moments like that. Just like supply is hard.
Especially
when you have to order it like months and months and months in advance and you're just waiting for it. And
yeah, like even like components for like our wallets, some of them we have to order like 6 months in advance. So it's, there was also one time where, like we sold more wallets than I had like closures for, and I didn't realize like how, like normally it hadn't been like a problem before to get them fast, but that time it was. And so just when there's like those kind of problems, I'm like,
it's all logistics.
It's a lot of spikes in anxiety. I didn't know I had anxiety before I had a business,
so. That's a good line right there. That's the tagline.
That is good.
I didn't know I had anxiety until I had a business.
Yeah.
How did you learn this stuff? Like, you didn't like grow up making leather goods, right? No.
I mean, I worked at Michelin for 9 years doing tire formulations.
Yeah. She made rubber goods.
That's right.
Rubber goods. Yeah. That's one way to describe tires.
I'm here. I need to get my oil changed. I need some rubber goods.
Need a new sidewall. I think for me, it's not necessarily, I wouldn't call myself like a leather crafter. Like some people that are like making beautiful bags and like doing all these like complex leather goods things. I'm more of like, I know the product I want to make and I want to make it with leather. And so let me just figure out how to do that. Yeah. So it was more, and like some of it I think is just at like talking to people. Like we have friends in the community that have small businesses. Our friend Bill like was helpful with like even just finding the distributor for leather I wanted to use. He was really kind in the beginning days. Also, like he let us use some of his tools.
Oh, cool.
Like the way we used to cut our leather straps for our wristlets is with like a strapping machine, like a leather strapper that he was using like to cut belts.
Okay.
And so it basically just has these like razor blades on wheels that you like feed the leather sheet through and it like cuts it.
It's a terrifying machine.
It's pretty terrifying.
Yeah, that's what I was referring to earlier with the kids. Like,
Ava has not used that machine.
No. And so he let, you know, those machines are very expensive, or even like the press that we use now with like our dies to like cut things out. He had one that he like let me borrow before I committed to buying one myself. And so like, you know, obviously we benefited by having other makers that we were friends with, that were really kind and just like lend their expertise in the tools that we needed to like make it more possible to like make more.
Yeah.
Like at the beginning, it was just like super manual. I was like hammering the grommets by hand. And so just kind of like step by step, like slowly added tools to make it still like handmade and manual, but like more easily done, or like you could do more in like a reasonable amount of time.
I think that's another thing, just like talking about tooling reminded me of this, like of the early, I don't have to do this as much anymore, but like in the early days, I had to like really, really encourage Kate to like spend the money on the tools to like make your job easier. Whereas like she didn't want to spend any money on anything ever. And I'm just like, you have to,
that's like
you
us,
have to make this easier.
That's well, like us with a mixer.
Yeah.
Getting and going everything. From a KitchenAid.
I hate spending money.
Yeah.
And
so
I mean,
stressful.
The first one was, it was $300. I remember like hemming and hawing over that $300.
But then, just buy it.
And then when you do it, you're like, why did we not do this months ago? Every time you like do that, you're like, oh, we're an idiot. We should have just done this.
When I think now, like the business is like, I think in those early days, it's just like, is this just going to be like, am I going to sell like 10 a month on Etsy? Like, is this really going to be like something that I even need to invest in to be able to make more at one time?
Sure.
But yeah, like once it became more apparent that like this is something that people want, lots of people want it, and it's profitable enough for it. Like we, at the beginning, we just like poured all the money we made back into the business. Like I don't think I paid myself until at least a year into it. Yeah. And even then it was like pennies. So I kind of lost where we started.
No, I like that. I like that you kind of have grown, and I see similarities, even though our businesses are very different, like spending money and emotional support and all of that. So talk a little bit more about your marriage and how, since starting this business, how has Averyn affected your business or your marriage, either positively or I didn't write negatively, as you'll see. I wrote highlighting areas for growth.
For growth. Yeah. Growth. That's right.
And any like new qualities you've seen in one another since doing this? And I know that's a big question too. So just what are some things you've seen?
I mean, I think it's been fun to work together in a way that like, uses both of our strengths. Mm-hmm. Like I can get things done and actually like get a product out there. We joke that if this was Sean's company, it would still be an idea.
Yeah. I was gonna mention something about that earlier, but I held off.
Yeah, yeah. There's another business still on the back burner.
Yeah.
But it's just been fun to like see how our different strengths come together, and even like my weakness of like when I'm like more of an emotional roller coaster, Sean's like very even, and so he's able to just kind of like be even, or even like come in and like not necessarily rescue, but like provide like the little bit of help that I need to like get back on the like, okay, this is solvable.
Yeah.
Train. So I don't know. It's been fun to see just how we interact. I think you have some comments on that too.
Yeah. I think in the earlier days of the, like just over the last many years, like I feel like people ask about the business, like you, at least until a month and a half ago, I had a full-time job at the same time as well. And so it wasn't my full-time job at all. And so, just photos, working on the website, all of those sorts of things. But like, I think one of the things that was really fun for me, like people would ask me about it and they'd be like, what's the dynamic? Like of the business, like you and your wife working together. And it's that same kind of thing where it's like, I feel like I get to do all the fun stuff that I like taking the pictures, like being this like wannabe creative that like I want to be, but I'm not really able to do in my day job.
Yeah.
And then Kate just gets to do all the like hard work of like the actual execution of like making it and selling
this
it. And like the
sounds so the familiar.
But I think the same thing and opposite of like, I don't want to do any of the design stuff or the web stuff or any of that. Like that feels insurmountable to me, but like I'm an achiever. I'm an Enneagram 3. So like I can do the work all day.
Yeah. Whereas I'm the dreamer for sure. Uh-huh. But
I just imagine Kate leaving the house and like putting on her hard hat and carrying her lunchbox to go to her manufacturing job. Uh-huh. Sean's like, see ya.
I'm just going to click around on the computer and do something. Click around. But back to the original question of just like, what have we seen in each other? I think like we were talking about this a little bit before. Like one of the things that has been the coolest for me to see in Kate is I know, like, even when Kate was at Michelin, I knew she, like, just, like, kicked butt at her job. And just know that from like what she's accomplishing there. And like, even like, you know, when there's events, like talking to her manager, like all of those sorts of things or whatever. But, like to see her just succeed and like be like that achiever and like accomplish and just like do all of the things. Like Kate like jokes that like, if it was my business, it would still be a dream, but that's like, probably like legitimately true. Right. And so like within 6 days, like she's like got it out the door, you know what I mean? Like, and making it happen. And so just that consistency of just making it happen every day and like doing what it takes to get the work done. I would get bored of like, even like the few times where I've like helped out to like stamp boxes. I'm like, all right, I'm done. I'll stamp like 100 boxes. I can't do this anymore.
Or like, we need 1,000 more.
Yeah. Right. But like Kate's just like, we got to do it. So we're doing it.
You just pulled lawn duty, Sean.
You know what I mean?
Although I love to listen. I like accomplishing two things at once. So stamping boxes and listening to a podcast is really my sweet spot.
That's good. Yeah. But also I think one of the other things too is like Kate's communication has like really gotten like really, really, really strong over the years. And I think
like with y'all together or just in general?
In general, like interacting with other humans. I think with me as well, but I don't know if I can like attribute that to the business necessarily or not, but just the communication in general. Like the communication between us attribute to the business necessarily. But like in general, I think like having to interact with customers like all day, every day, and like being able to just like immediately respond in a way, like responding to Instagram DMs or just like writing these like emails, like all of these things. Like I would like hem and haw. I think I can be good at those things, but I'm not efficient at those things. Mm. And to see the level with which like she's really efficient with like talking to, like replying to, like even just like replying in a DM, I would just be like, oh God, like how do I say this in the right way? Like I don't want to like offend them or, you know, like whatever. I would just overthink the entire thing.
Canceled.
It would take me like 5 minutes to like reply to one DM, and Kate's just like 10 seconds in, like, all right, cool. Like,
passenger princess replying to DMs.
Yes, love that.
And I just think that's really cool because it's something that I really struggle with. In terms of like efficiency. And so to see her like be really successful and in that, and again, like that kind of goes back to the community piece of, you know, building that community. And like, I think for better or worse, like a lot of the business right now is like partly like Kate's personality a little bit. Mm-hmm. And like that behind the scenes of, I don't know, like you share some of our like family life a little bit here and there as well. And I don't know, like,
yeah, where it ties in.
Yeah.
Or sometimes just because I want to.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah.
But,
and I think what you're saying too, I resonate with, because having a small business has forced me to grow in areas that I never would have chosen to grow in.
Yeah.
Like, for one, me becoming not as much of a people pleaser as I used to be, like, you pretty much have to lose all fear of man to run a public coffee shop and bar and have staff.
Yeah.
And so I'm thankful for the business in that way, as I'm sure like hard things have made you thankful for what you've learned through Averyn. But, so we're going to wrap up in just a couple minutes, but I do want to know, where do y'all see Averyn Co. going? Like, what's your thought? And it's okay if you're like, we're riding solid, but I'm just curious, and I think people would want to know as well.
Yeah.
I think we might have slightly different visions, which don't like collide se, but I don't think they collide.
I like these smirks. Let's go. Let's keep going. If you're listening, they're smirking. So
I think, I mean, I've never had a good answer to this. I think I just kind of take it like 1 month at a time, or like even like a year at a time, of just like continuing on. I think I'm really happy with like what we offer. I'm happy keeping it like a pretty, like there's one core product, and I'm happy to do that. Like a lot of businesses expand out, but to me, like literally any woman can use this. And so our market opportunity is huge. And so
a lot of women in the world.
And I really believe in it. Like I believe that it solves a problem that I don't see solved by other products. And so, I mean, we could make other things, but I don't think I would believe in them as much. And it feels important to me to like truly believe that I'm offering a great solution. So for me, it's like continuing to reach more women and like doing it well and like maintaining yeah. that community and like just serving the people that we.
And people need different colors for every outfit and season. That's right. That's and right. so it's, you have repeat buyers.
Oh yeah. yeah. And like gifting is huge yes. for us. Like people come back to us for teacher gifts or for gifts for their friends, like Christmas.
It's probably time. The number one way that the business grows.
Yeah. And like people receive it as a gift and then they buy gifts for other friends. And so it just kind of grows yeah. naturally there, which has been
awesome.
The biggest blessing. Mm-hmm.
I think it's like a big compliment as a business too.
Yeah.
It's like
oh,
when
yeah.
people have it and they're like, oh, I have to give this to everybody.
Yeah. yeah.
Wait, Sean, so what are you trying to force Kate into growing the business into?
There's no forcing. There's no forcing. Like, so as I like
good
kind
news,
of
a, he's not going to make it happen. We know. Yeah, so that's
right. It's on the record.
wow. Kate's that's a deep cut right hard. There.
That's a deep, deep cut.
No, Sean, I believe cut. In you. We can all we can all change and grow.
Wow, that got Kate good.
Yeah, wow, 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 wow.
She's yeah, just so, like, yeah, you go make whatever you want to make, and there's just nothing.
I support you,
man. Oh, man, yeah, that's right. So as I kind of alluded to a minute ago, like I was laid off like 6-ish weeks ago, something like that, which is kind of like maybe a blessing in disguise, I think. And I would personally love the business to grow into something that could support both of us, right? It can't do that today. And so I'd love to see it grow into something that could. And I think like I'm more of the dreamer for sure. Like I'm like, what can this business be? Like I don't necessarily want it to be like zillions of people and you know like whatever. Like I'm not trying to grow it into this like massive corporate thing. But like what can it be? What is its potential and like how can we get there? And so a lot of ideas on the table and just in terms of like, even if it's not like another product or whatever, but like how to, like, I feel like it's a little bit of a lifestyle brand mm-hmm. and like, how can we lean into that more by like offering things that like lean into that lifestyle even more, kind of be your one-stop shop for like, you know, this Avren Co lifestyle. I don't even know how to define that necessarily.
Elevated necessities.
One Trip Club.
Yeah,
yeah. One Trip Club was my favorite.
And so, yeah, maybe that's like the lifestyle. And so, like, how do we lean into that by, you know, potentially offering the right quality of like third party products or whatever, like any of those sorts of things to like, you know, just give us another customer opportunity, right? Yeah. Where it's like you come for the wristlet, and if you have one, and if you've already bought it for all of your friends, like. How do we still maintain that like relevancy mm-hmm. to you, and try to you know offer something that can like keep you kind of coming back from not that we're trying to empty your wallet but you know what I mean like how can we just like maintain that relevancy for you
yeah.
as like, a customer
continue to support those customers right
like, yeah
that's what we're there for
yeah and I think too one of the things that's been fun this maybe like gets back to our earlier question is like our customers are best like R&D.
Yeah.
And they like talking about asking questions earlier, like they always, like customers are always sending photos of like, oh, like I hang my phone on my wristlet. And like, mm-hmm. this is a cool mm-hmm. way to like have all of these things mm-hmm. all at once. Or just like the arm thing, like the up on your, you know, tricep or whatever arm thing that came from a customer as well. Just like all yeah, of these
we
things.
We knew that, but I think like it got like brought back up by a customer. Yeah. Someone saying they do it. And yeah. then like, when I shared that, other people were like, oh my gosh, what a great yeah, idea. And so changing. I think they, yeah, cool. like people help.
It's just like all of this like customer driven kind of like R&D, if you want to call yeah. it that. And just like kind of usefulness of the product that like we didn't even know a lot of times at the time. I think yeah. it's been.
I mean, people cool. love a hack. They yeah. love to customer share hacks, a hack. Sure.
Yeah.
yeah.
I mean, tap to pay like through the wallet. That was a customer told us that it did yeah. that. And now people
oh, that's
love
cool.
it. Yeah. Yeah, if you've just one tap to pay card in there.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
Dab it through the wallet.
Well, we're excited to see where it goes.
Yeah.
Thanks,
and we're going to see it all.
That's right.
I was hoping that you're going to drop something cool, like kid leashes or something. You know, like you had coming up next.
Leather kid leashes.
Yeah.
It's just like a really long wrist that you attach kid to your leash. Kid.
Yeah, that's right. Like, yeah, yeah.
Well,
I like it.
That wraps us all up. Go check out avrenco.com. Get yourself a wristlet and a wallet. I personally have both and enjoy them thoroughly.
What color do you have?
Well,
yeah,
I don't know.
Lilac purple,
and it's the pebbled leather.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just beautiful, and I love it. And you know.
Well, Pebbled is perfect for you, Chrissy. I mean, I love you so much, but you need the you need that waterproof, scratch resistant.
You know me. All right. Well, thanks for listening. Thank y'all for coming.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks for having us. And once y'all release new products, we'll have you back on.
Oh wow!
Business
not price. Until then, though.
Oh, yeah.
This is my fire. This is my fire.
Or like when Sean. When this becomes Sean's full time job.
Yeah, ooh,
that's right.
I love that thought.
There you go.
All right. Well, I hope everybody has a good day. Bye.
See ya.